Wow. That restaurant had really good fucking food. Yeah. And the thing is, like, I'm hesitant with mushroom because I'm not really into mushrooms. I don't know. I've always wanted that since I was a kid. But I'm really glad I tried the mushroom pasta. Oh my god, it was so good. It really was good. Oh, thank you for taking my jacket. Yeah. Also, the ice cream place that we went to after, top notch. And here's the thing. As an ice cream connoisseur, I would give that a 15 out of 10. Yeah, definitely. Are you kidding me? Okay. Listen, I like a variety of different flavors. There are people that stick to one, and that's it. Me, I like trying different things. For instance, I don't like butter pecan. I don't like pecans in general. But that butter pecan ice cream that I had, chef's kiss all around. Truly, it truly did. It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. I had a really, really fun time tonight. Yeah. And it's cool to go out on a date. Like, I haven't been on a date in so long. But, yeah. It's really nice. Especially with someone that I've talked to for, like, a couple months over the phone, but, like, the fact that we're actually going, doing this date was the best thing. And I just had a really good time with you. Yeah. And also, thank you for inviting me back to your place. No, I like it. I actually really like the sofa, too. Wow. Damn. How much was it? Oh. Oh, you're a lucky bitch. This is very, very nice. Wow. Very soft, too. Oh, no, I don't need anything to drink, though. Thank you. Okay, I'll just sit right here. Yeah, the weather was really nice, too. I was shocked because it said earlier today there was going to be some showers. It was just a little cloudy, but that was it. Yeah. I guess God was like, we'll give her a break. And I'm glad they gave me a break. Yeah. I haven't been to that restaurant. I mean, I live so close to town, but I never really go out. No. I'm a boring person. I like either ordering food from home or making stuff at home. I mean, I'm not top chef, but I know my way around a kitchen. I can attempt my way around a kitchen. Hey, I try. I do not die from my food, and that's what matters. I do. You really want me to try cooking for you one day? Alright, fine. You'll be the judge of that. Alright? Give me what you want, and I will attempt to make something beforehand. Yes. Scout's honor. I'm putting this symbol up because I'm, you know, damn well this is serious. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a really fun time with you. Like I said, it's been a while since I've put myself out there. But I'm really glad I got to put myself out there for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's shocking because a guy like you that is very, very attractive decided to go on a last minute date with a girl like me. Just very shocking for me to understand and wrap my head around it. There are days where I'm confident. Their taste for confident. It's just today, I'm a humble person. I like being humble. It's my comfort zone. But, yeah. Thank you for taking me out tonight. No, I don't mind your hand on my thigh. No. If anything, I think your hand is really soft. Yeah. And warm. Which is shocking because tonight was a little cool outside, but yeah, it's very warm. No, I'm good. Just caught me off guard, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, with your hand on my thigh, rubbing lightly with your thumb, and then I feel your face getting closer to my ear. Now I can feel the warm breath. And I can smell the breath of your spaghetti from tonight. I'm not saying it's a bad smell. I'm just saying that I smell it. No harm in that. But yeah. Yeah, it feels nice. Yeah. I mean this feels nice. Yeah, it really does. Fun fact about me is that I'm a very blunt person, and as a blunt person, I can tell that you've been staring at my lips for like 5 minutes and you haven't made a move, so I'm shocked. I'm not mad about it, I'm just saying that you haven't really made a move yet. There he is. Along from having soft hands, you have very soft lips as well. Very, 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 very... soft lips. Wow. No, it's just I never really kiss on the first date, so that all of that really just took me off guard. As you can tell, as I'm kind of stuttering more than I already was before. Wow. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. Do you wanna continue doing the kissing? Yeah, yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm ticklish on my sides. Just a little. Yeah, just a little. Where are your hands going? I asked you, where are your hands going? Because I feel them going to the southern region of my body. Okay. just wanted to know. There's a first for everything, honestly. Yeah. Now I like this feeling of your soft hand going on my tits. Mm-hmm. I really do. Yeah, you can kiss my tits. I'm okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially nipping on my nipples. Yeah. Oh, I feel your teeth. Oh. I'm a little sensitive on my nipples. But I'm not mad about it. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Here, let me kiss your neck. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. No. I'm just not ready. One thing about me is that, well, one thing I haven't told you about myself is that, I've never had sex. I've never done things besides, making out and a guy playing with my tits, but that's it. No. In a way, I think I should be the one apologizing. Well, for so long, I've always had to apologize to other guys. For so long. And so, it's kind of like a natural reaction of saying, hey, I'm a virgin. I'm not ready to be fucked yet. I'm so sorry for ruining your night. And then I proceed to leave. Or he proceeds to leave. But really? Wow. No, it's just, this is the first time I've ever heard a guy say that he understands. Yeah. Honestly. It's, I'm just hesitant with the whole act of having sex, and I'm also just very vulnerable. I'm scared to be vulnerable, because I'm already vulnerable as it is. I'm just terrified of being more vulnerable, as in showing my entire body, bare body, to a guy. And I feel as though being the way that I get judged by saying that I don't want to have sex is the same way of being judged by the way I look. So, wow, it's still very strange to hear a guy saying that he understands. And also say that I don't have to apologize. But this is me saying it for me. This, I'm not saying it for anybody else. I'm just saying this for me. I'm sorry. I am sorry. You're a fantastic dude. You're a fantastic dude. I loved having this date with you. You're very, very fucking attractive. And I'm just shocked that you went on a date with me. But I didn't know if you wanted more than just a cute little romantic date. Which I was nervous about for a while. Like I said, like, this was a very last minute date, and around that time frame of solidifying the day to actually going to it, I was very nervous. Because this isn't my first time rejecting a guy to have sex with me on the first date. So, it's just tiring to be a girl sometimes. Yeah. Always having to apologize for not wanting what a dude wants. Yeah. But thank you. Thank you for understanding. Really? No. I'm just shocked that you're willing to drive me home. Yeah, because if this was my place, then the guy would have left. Or if it was the guy's place, I would just order an Uber home. Or my friend picks me up. Yeah. Like, dead serious. But I guess not all guys are the same. So once again, I thank you for understanding. You want to do a second date? Really? No, it's just... all of this is new to me. All of this, like, nice guy stuff is really new to me. So I assume that the girl that rejects the guy doesn't go on the second date with the guy. But since you asked me, I would love to go on a second date with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Another thing is that I just feel bad because your friend down there is just really... he's staring at me right now. No, it's okay. But, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes to the second date, and yes for a ride home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe... an idea for the second date. Maybe I can cook you some food. We mentioned that before. Yeah. Hey, all right, fine. Since you had that spaghetti tonight, I will try to replicate that exact same spaghetti the next date. Mm-hmm. So you better show up with an empty stomach. Yeah. Empty stomach. You suggested wine, so I'm a wine mom, so I'm always down for that alcohol. And I will attempt to supply the food. And if anything, if it sucks, I will order pizza. And we can watch a movie. Does that sound like a good second date? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's get to it.